with the actor we were just talking about, when people just have the idea of, even they may have listened to you for 20, 30 years, but they still have the idea of doing Sila first. And it's always still me and doing Sila and not realizing actually it's the wrong path.
I believe the teaching in the language is so deep that no, not everyone can get it. Because they feel that no, it must not be as difficult as that. So they think that by having Sila, Sankusla, they can attain what they call Jnana or Nibbana. Because they underestimated the virtues of the Buddha, its great wisdom. That how could there be such wisdom that can understand everything in insight, like a thinking around or about it?
Always underestimating the Buddha's knowledge and the depths of the teaching. Yeah. Here's one friend on our discussion, they said, oh, why do you say it's so subtle and so deep? And they cannot imagine how subtle and how deep it is. And they say, like understanding, seeing invisible object, why is it subtle or deep?
Why is it so difficult?
Why it's so difficult? Because of clinging to self is so strong. So
they can just get the understanding of Adam, it cannot be everything.
And then when they keep hearing about Adama and seeing a visible object, then after a while they get bored, or they think, okay, I go and listen to someone who just talks about doing Sila, and then it's
a quicker, easier way, and yourself, you have more words to hear rather than thinking about just what, like Dhamma, see, how can everything is Dhamma if it does not appear differently at the time.
We were discussing a friend on our discussion list was making just the same point of these people about doing Sila first, and so we were discussing on the list a sutta from Devavruta Samyutta about when the Deva goes to the Buddha and talks about doing good deeds and heavenly rebirth, and the Buddha said, still stuck in the knot and the ties of samsara, because no following of the path, no way to attain nirvana like this. So actually
they just pray for nirvana
without understanding,
see what is what at all. Black hole, Nibbana, for them just to jump into.
Yeah. Just do more good deeds and then jump into the black hole. And Nina said that you were talking a lot yesterday, and very good. Any main...
What do you think about that? Good metta.
Yesterday, on Sunday, I did.
What was the main topic for the
about
talk?
The understanding.
Any special aspect, or just about reality now, to for understanding to be firm and confidence to grow?
For example, one lady asked about the middle path. She had no idea about the path, but she asked about it. So it's useless just to tell her what it is.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Because you see, the people do not think that, instead of understanding, they just want to hear more. But it's useless to just spend time like that without
just
any understanding.
Yeah.
So I waste my time, and that is the time. So we should have the explanation of the point of listening.
And also there has to be the considering and discussion, otherwise it's just listening and remembering details but not really understanding.
To foundation on Friday, and I met a lady, and I'd like to have a question So I asked if she had, and she said yes. And I said, please then bring the subject and ask about. She never asked any question after I talk. Just no question.
No question, yeah.
I think it's only when people really ask a lot of questions and consider, like to Tadao in the Commonwealth of New York, then you know what their understanding is, and it's so helpful, and then it's so sincere because they say what isn't understood and where they disagree, and then you can discuss. But if they just say, oh, thank you, Tanajan, so wonderful, you actually... No idea. Yes.
But you said it is so different from what she heard before.
That's
why no word.
No question.
Because she'd like to ask about something that she had heard before. I thought, but actually, since it's not like that, she had nothing to say.
Was it her first time to listen?
Yeah, I see. Yeah. And first time for me to...
Oh, to meet her. Was she interested to listen more at the end?
It's also like, because no one fell asleep. We just listen. So all okay. And the young one must be about 60.
Yes.
We don't know precisely yet, and detail is not possible, because I said whether it's the first Rupa Tanayana, we know better, this is Rupa, this is Rama. But before that, it's not well difficult to know. We know partially, a little bit.
Just think about the story of Akusala.
Yeah, the story.
Or is the story of Kusala, my Kusala, and usually it's my Kusala, my Kusala.
Yeah. Like it happened to a trunk and come around, Kusala, Akusala, my Kusala, my Akusala. It's like that.
We were talking about earlier about when people have the idea, when people have the idea of Sila first, and then still it's always my Sila, my Kusala that I will be first, not understanding as conditioned down.
I have no illusion that I know that I really understand. Because it takes time to, you know, it's the job to find out.
Better to know there's so much ignorance than to think that everything is clear and understood.
That's it.
Nina, Jonathan and I, we were having a discussion about the paramis, because we know that in commentary to the Charyapitaka there's a lot of detail, but just only brief references, like in Buddhabhamsa or Apadana. And in the commentary to the Charyapitaka, it's all about the paramis of the Bodhisatta. And of course it's all very useful and relevant. But I'm wondering why the Buddha didn't talk more about the paramis in the suttas or the Abhidhamma. Any special reason it wasn't talked about more?
Doubt?
Just question that people were discussing. But actually it is, but not necessary to call it parami, I think, like when it's discussion about metta or dana or some other quality, sila, it is parami, no matter what it's called, I think.
We have to call it parami.
That's the point, I think, not necessary
to call it parami.
Or like the four right efforts, it is parami, but no need to call it parami. So I think it's just a matter of the term and the label. But usually we call them paramis, and there is a lot of emphasis on paramis, like in Vietnam, people who come from a Mahayana background, they also talk a lot about paramis. But anyway, it's just about particular dhammas that are now, no matter what it's called, so it doesn't need to be called paramis at all.
But it's so understandable that when in Spain, I also also the other Sobhanachitas, and they support Panya. So it's so natural that it happens.
So I think not necessary to call it parami. So actually whatever
good
we
quality.
Read about is the
good quality.
It's about kusala, this kind of kusala, but must be with right understanding
and never mind whether
it's called parami or not. Actually we don't even have to use the word parami.
No, we don't even use it.
Just depends on the context. Because without satya there cannot be understanding, and without development of lots of kanti. We were talking about kanti last night. Would you like to talk?
I had no kanti last night.
Amina was getting very upset about something when she was trying to at the hotel and the staff, and she was getting very impatient, so I was reminding her from the discussion about kanti and metta. But instead of helping, she got more angry about it.
No country, no community.
This was you say wrong time because they're so
wrong time.
Any time is right time.
Can be the wrong time for a reminder sometimes.
I think the reminder is the right time, but sometimes the kalesa is too strong that one cannot hear it.
The right time.
But that is when one needs to hear it, is when it, because that is when the dosa is. Like now, it's easy to hear about kanti and metta, but what when there's when
we
one's
cannot force anything.
That is the time for understanding. At that moment when one's upset, like now, it's easy to talk about metta.
Everything is to be forgotten.
Exactly, all completely gone.
Like yesterday.
So that's why Balam
is because we were just discussing the Dharma. All the paramis for now.
Because we all accumulate akusala for long time.
Yeah.
A lot of akusala, so parami is about
many
now.
Patient,
akanti parami.
It's always thinking about what happened a moment ago or yesterday, and clinging to worrying about what will happen and what may happen, and lost in the story
like
of how
story
will it work
I
out.
I told you my bad experience at the security.
Yes. And I said, all right, she had a bad experience at security in Holland, and I said, it's all gone. Because, you know, should she write and make a complaint? I said, it's all gone, just forget it.
I have something in my thoughts that I keep my thinking so much. I keep it. You know?
Keep thinking about it.
It manifests avijja.
It manifests avijja,
Because keep dwelling on the story with no understanding and lost in the story or the idea about what happens or what will happen.
Nature of everyone, not only you.
That I keep thinking about
not only you.
I cannot let go.
Because you just want it just to let go. But actually it's everyone's.
Everyone's. It's avijja, ignorance. Many people have.
Everyone.
Everyone. Because I think, why do I keep the story? It's gone, but I keep it.
But I think that if Panya is there, you can see that it's uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable, ananda. Yeah.
And at least one knows what's happening.
I think it's very funny too.
Yeah.
Why? Just that.
The little you sing,
But another trap again. Until everything is not so. So it takes quite a long time because it has to be so natural by conditions only.
And I think when we've had a bad experience here, it's a lot of mana involved.
So because
like if we're searched or something like that.
And why did they do it like this to me?
Like last night at the reception. Why don't they do it properly? That's all mana conditioning.
Mana. Lots of mana.
Yeah. Why are they treating me like this? Why aren't they giving me good service? Why is the lady searching me in this way?
It's the importance of me.
It's all about the importance of me. Yeah.
Problem, not the lady's problem.
It's mana, mana.
Mana.
Just call it.
better
just
understand.
Call it, name it. Call it and name it.
Call it and name it.
Name it. Mana.
We give it a name, but what about understanding it when at that moment or now it's gone? So it's always understanding at this moment. Yeah. No matter whether it's called. But actually, the problem is always the cheetah. It's never the other person. It's always the cheetah that is the problem.
Yes.
So that I think about it.
The problem is I thinking about it.
Yeah.
Even now.
Why do I think about it?
That mana too.
You just want to know the moment. Because I was born, then my skin and try to think whether it's this or that.
Yes.
Yeah. But that is the time.
I trying to put a label on it or work it out or not understanding it.
And trying to put a label on putting a label on it. That's your question.
That is a complicated thinking for me. Like a friend on the list who always makes it so complicated, the thinking. On the concept of the concept of the concept. I can't follow it.
That's why it's not I, but the Agusa or Gusa which thinks. At that moment, it's not anyone at all. It's only Kusala moment or Agusala moment which thinks.
It seems like it's I who have had this bad experience and I have this problem because I keep thinking about it. But actually at this moment, it's just Kusala or Akusala Jita that thinks, mostly Akusala Jita thinking. So it's just Akusala Jita's thinking about, oh, I had this bad experience, or I keep thinking about it, or I have this problem I want solved. Yeah. But actually, just cheetahs, just dharmas, self, not anyone there. Yeah. Just conditioned, uncontrollable.
Because you can recite the Lopa Mulicitta with Somanasa or with Aditi, but at the moment when it's there, see?
We can recite about how many Akusala cheetahs, how many Loba cheetahs arise with Diti, how many with Somanasa, how many with Upeka. We can recite all the details, but what about when that cheetah arises? What about when there's upset about the story or thinking in this way? What about any understanding when it arises?
So yesterday we talked a lot in the foundation on can the Buddhist teachings help to solve the problems of the society. You know, we discussed it. So, but also from the relationship of person to person, it can help a lot.
Because it's only ideal thinking about Buddhism that it can solve any problem. But actually, can that person understand what the teaching is?
Yeah, that's what you said yesterday also. Yeah.
It's like promotion.
Right. But actually, it's just a fantasy about a situation. It's not actually understanding of dharmas.
It's all thinking.
Just thinking or a fantasy about a perfect situation. Oh, if we study Dharma, then the marriage will have no problems or society will be peaceful. But it's just thinking about a fantasy scenario. It's not actually any understanding of Dharma now as conditioned and anatta at all. oh, but very appealing, if you study Dharma, then you will have no problems with relationships with other people and everything will be peaceful, but actually it's not like that. And it's still all me. It's like studying Dharma to have more metta, but it's just for me to have more metta. It's not actually for understanding Dharmas as anatta.
And we talked about Pagatu, Panisya, Panchaya, and we talked about fruit and good and bad people. And I asked him if a concept that came from him, and he thinks, well, he doesn't like to classify it that way, to think so strongly this is concept, this is reality. Without reality, there would not be any concept. That was his answer. But you explained, Sarah told me what you explained. It's the thinking of concept and condition.
Or like we talk about climate, like now heat or cold is experience. So climate is just a word. But actually there must be heat or cold that is experienced. Otherwise, no effect of climate.
Yeah, that's true. This is a strong point that Robert overstates, that it has to be concept.
It has to be concept conditioning, but it's like food. Well, if there's no taste of nutriment, then how can food be condition or climate if there's no experience of hot or cold?
So only reality can condition by way of Pagatu, Panisya,
Pachaya. Like if you read about climate or season, you have to consider what is meant.
Yeah, but so climate is the reality.
Like they cannot,
heat and cold is reality.
It's reality. Or even like thinking about friend. If there's no thinking about friend, if there's no thinking about concept, then no concept without thinking about it. So either it's talking about reality, like if it's talking about season, has to be reality that's experienced, or thinking about, or like when we associate with friend, actually it's sound that's heard, visible object that's seen, or thinking about what my friend said, but without thinking about what my friend said, then no idea about it. So there has to be reality. It cannot be concept without reality.
So concept can be conditioned by way of aramana.
Aramana, yeah. But when it's by aramana pachya, it just means the object that's experienced. The aramana doesn't do anything. Like now, thinking about microphone, it just means aramana pachya. It just means microphone is the object of thinking at that moment. On that point, we discussed about the namati and nameti and why nibbana calls the chittas to experience it, and why it doesn't mention, say, visible object. But one thing it says is by aramana adipati pachya, so it's the very particular special object, not just ordinary visible object, as it talks about nibbana as the aramana adipati pachya. I think the problem is on the concepts as Pachu Panisya Pachya, because in short form or summary, or like in Nina's book on conditions, they always say, oh, two ways that concepts condition reality by Aramana Pachya and Pachu Panisya Pachya, but one has to know what is meant or considered, why it causes confusion.
But to me, I think, what is the importance of knowing the word of like whether this is Pakatubanasya Pajaya or not, you see, while there's no understanding of what ever appears yet. So if you, when we go astray,
yes,
away from the moment of understanding reality right now, on and on and on, who knows, when we're conditioned to understand whatever appears now.
And actually, when it is understanding of what appears now, then it's clear when one reads, then no confusion about what concept is or whether or not it can condition. But it has to come back to understanding that.
I didn't quite, can you repeat that? Is it going away from the moment?
Ajahn said that when one's asking this kind of question, like about concepts of Atupanisya Panchia, indicates no understanding of reality now, and one's being led astray instead of understanding what is real now. It's like thinking of this
thinking
point
of
or this
point.
Deed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, you go away, the
going astray. She's being led astray instead of understanding what is
it's a
real
good
now.
To repeat on the DSG list, you know, I think.
We had the conversation the other day about Diti, and I had apparently mistakenly thought that Diti arises, for people who haven't heard the Dhamma, Diti arose a lot in daily life, and I thought it was because I followed you the other day, but I've lost the thread again, because they think about... They don't know anything about the doorways, they don't know anything about Dhammas, but they think they exist and that they are real. And that this, you know, this is real. The microphone is real.
Because we see that Diti is there, but we don't have to call it a name with a kind of person that the person is.
No, we can't do that.
But it's there.
It's there.
For real.
Okay. Okay, so the Diti is there. Yes.
Otherwise, if there is no Diti at all, what are you doing? If there is no Diti, what are you doing? But it depends on whether it arises or not at that very moment. If you don't talk about if you don't talk about Diti, and they see the idea about it, so Diti, that's not the right.
So if a person has no idea about Diti, it will not arise?
So, so it's there.
Yes.
Like the child playing in the garden, the latent tendency is there because it hasn't been eradicated, but no conditions for it to arise because there's no thinking about, you know, what is real or whether there's God, or that they're just playing and having fun with Lobha. So it's just the latent tendency there, ready to condition the Diti to arise any time with no conditions.
So the younger child,
right? But the adult who has never heard the Dhamma but is a fervent believer in Christianity or Judaism, that's another matter.
Right.
Exactly.
Because most of them thinking about their faith.
That's right. That's right.
When they're just thinking about their cooking and their shopping and their...
There's no Diti.
There's no Diti arising because no thought about their belief or anything.
Right.
So most of the day, no Diti arising, but the latent tendency, the anusya, is there, ready to condition it. Like maybe at supper, they then have a discussion about their faith. Maybe then conditions for a Diti to arise. But even when they're saving grace, they may be just repeating words like a mantra or... So
that's
who knows?
But even if you were to ask that you would exist in all physicalness, it still doesn't mean existence in any other way.
No, not in a conventional way. But, yeah.
They might still be aware of what kind of they might think it is.
So, did he arrive and said, mostly, heard the Dhamma,
Yeah. When there's thinking about the nature. The nature of life, or think having an idea about karma. Or...
Right. Whether there's
So it arises when there is thinking.
You can't pin it to a situation. No matter, and it's not a matter of being Buddhist or Christian.
Since it doesn't see the arising and falling away, it's something which appears and then appears. From moment to moment, increasing all the time. If there is no right and no one can stop the amount the arising of attachment each moment. Of seeing him as well, the whole day, the whole year, the whole life, very dangerous, and people I can see that it's useless because actually nothing is permanent. Everything is impermanent. So very rapidly, unknowingly, because as soon as this one has fallen away, the other one replaces, continues. It seems like the world keeps on the same, but actually never the same. Change, new one, all the time. And very, very short all the time. And this is life. Keep on understanding the truth. Otherwise, no other way to understand the truth. Just birth and death. And what about the moment between birth and death? Or good person or right understanding, depending on conditions. So one has accumulated enough understanding to see the value of understanding, whatever it is, because it can be the time of understanding. Otherwise, it's time of ignorance again. Very natural. No one alone. And alone is seeing alone, not I am alone. Seeing alone because at that moment there's no hearing. There's no thinking. So it's alone with self. And then falls away. Even seeing itself cannot remember. It just arises to see. And whenever it arises, memory arises with it. And remember what it's seeing. And keeps on what is seen in the mind all in all. Because memory performs a function. At moments of any kind of thinking, not memory is not helpful. It's only the memory of that which has appeared before. You think that which has happened and appears. Not that which hasn't happened. Because we can do it. It's the way of life, the way of Dharma. That's why we use the word Dharma for everything. Because they have that way of madness. Seeing, hearing,
in samsara, only once in samsara, never the same, never arise again. Completely. This is the truth.
So why is aloka used? Because of being the nimitta that's used in development of samatha.
The difference between aloka and
light, ordinary light, as it is called. The invisible object, the light, but the aloka is the nimitta, the arrows of the concept. No.
But it's light.
Yes. Yes.
Different from light. Which,
yeah. Like the earth casino, the limiter.
But it is light and visible object because it's part of the eight divisible rupas. So it arises also with sound, because sound cannot arise without the eight.
There must be the eight inseparable rupas.
So
even there is sound more than eight.
So if sound arises with other rupas, including the visible rupas,
there must be the eight inseparable rupas.
Yes. So how can it be? How can it set to be dark?
No, I mean that there is no seeing, because you see that what is seen is the object of seeing, but the citta which experiences, can you see citta? Like you see visible object.
No.
So visible object itself has no reality which can be seen. No rupa, not any rupa in the citta.
Seeing has no.
Because that which experiences has no rupa in it.
And even, for example, when tangible object is experienced, only the hardness impinges on the body sense.
The other aspects.
But it must be arising in the kalapa, which includes color, includes visible object. So it's there conditioning that hardness at that moment, but only hardness impinges.
That quality is experienced.
Okay. It's there, but it cannot impinge on the body sense.
Okay.
So it cannot
sense.
And the same at the moment of hearing sound. Only sound impinges on ear sense, but it has to arise in the kalapa. So the color is there in the kalapa, and the sound that is heard is conditioned by all the other rupas in that kalapa, but only samas is heard at that moment.
And when the rupa arises, for example, the color, not the citta, arises together. No.
But talking about a moment of seeing or hearing?
Seeing.
Seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we, the citta is seeing the
visible object?
The visible object. For example, the
eight indivisible rupas,
like color.
Kalapa, in a kalapa.
And the citta, only the rupa arises.
Actually, there are countless, absolutely innumerable kalapas arising and falling away all the time, but only one can impinge on eye sense. One visible object impinges on eye sense at that moment. So if it doesn't impinge on eye sense and no conditions for seeing, nothing seen. But it doesn't mean no kalapas with visible object are arising. All the time they're arising, but nothing seen. No visible object seen.
Think very about confusing. It and bring it up.
One question I have is why, when we talk about, for example, in this question about when sound is heard, it's in a kalapa, we always talk about colour. being in that kalapa, but we always talk about visible object being seen, but it's the same rupa. Why in that context do we refer to colour, but when we talk about what is seen, we refer to...
It's
the same.
Yes,
but what I'm wondering is when we talk about kalapas, why do we talk about, or usually in the translations, they talk about the colour in the kalapa, not visible object, just in terms of the word, because it's the same rupa, the same...
Sometimes we call it colour, sometimes we call it visible object.
Yeah. Usually in the context of kalapa, we talk about... There's no difference, but
it depends on you call it a boy, a girl.
Yes, but
guy.
in the context of kalapa, usually we talk about the color in the kalapa. But actually, it's the same reality.
There must be the idea, red or white or blue.
So
when
it's misleading.
We talk about just visible object. Yeah. We don't mind the colors. Can impinge only on the.
So when we talk about kalapas, wouldn't it be clearer to talk about visible object as one of the eight?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rupas, and it might be clearer rather than talking about colour because it's the same
because
thing.
Because you see that, I think in Pali, the word vana or vano is rupa. It's not colour.
No.
It's only that which can be
seen. Rupa or vana. So in any context, actually, clearer to just refer to visible object, that or that which can be seen.
Yes.
Or vana. Because I think they usually sometimes they may translate rupa as visible object and vana as colour, even though it's the same reality.
No, not vana is colour. I have seen
misleading
the translation that rupa is colour. It's in Pali language. I think that I don't know whether it's in Pali.
So better not use the word colour at all, just stick to visible object. I think so too. Yeah.
But since the visible object in Thai is quite long, that's why people use just one
word colour.
See.
And what is visible object in Thai? Long.
Paramana is Pali. We don't use much.
So what do you, if you're talking in Thai, what do you use?
Me, I prefer that which can be seen.
That which can be seen.
Clear. But the other thing that it might be quite long. Mm. So just see.
Right.
But it can be misleading.
It can be misleading because people have an idea, as you say, of red or orange
So some people ask, when they see there is no colour and after that there is colour.
That which, just that which is seen is what I like most too.
You cannot change the colour. At all. Is it clear now?
Yes. Yeah. How about your question about visible object arising?
We don't have to name it, call it at all. Whatever is seen now, there must be the seeing which sees, that's all. But if there is no seeing, there cannot be anything appearing.
Seeing, visible object arises and impinges
on
the
eye sense. And that conditions the seeing to see it.
Mm-hmm. And immediately it's gone when the visible object impinges the eye sense.
It conditions seeing to arise and see it. Mm-hmm. But you see that the Pavanga cannot see, and the first Vitijitta, the Panjadavara Vachanachitta cannot see. But the object impinge on the eye base, it conditioned the citta to advert to the object, but it cannot see. That citta cannot see. It only advert to because of the contact. And only one moment after that, citta arises to see, and we name it Chakku Vinyana because it's the citta which can experience because of the eye base. Chakku Vinyana, without eye base, it cannot arise at all. After that, even the moment next to it cannot see. See? But it experiences the same object as the citta before seeing experience. So now,
it seems like they see all the time that actually there are many jitas in between which does not perform the function of seeing at all, but experience the same thing.
So how about if visible object impinges the eye sense and light with the light?
No light, but rather than that which impinges on it.
No light.
We don't have to
call anything. Just impinge. Yeah.
Why I ask, you know, if we say I have to sustain it, then is the idea of I.
Right, understanding begin to see how come the sound, so it can eliminate it when it grows. Otherwise, there must be sound falling all the time.
It's dangerous because suddenly we have right understanding and then, let's just cling to it and sustain it a little more.
That's it all over the world. So a person says that it's just like the end of the needle which touches on the ground.
Yeah.
The right understanding today is like that.
Yeah.
Very, very few, see?
Yeah.
But so very precious before one dies. Otherwise, one gets only the false teaching and the false idea from the others, but not from the teaching itself. Because teaching itself comes from the understanding of the Buddha, so it bears understanding when there is more and more consideration about it.
So if one just tries to come to this Dhamma talk so many times, this Dhamma talk is good, it's good. I come to learn something, and then...
Even so,
a big
to learn
problem.
Something, but what for? For I, or to have less ignorance?
Yeah.
And to have more and more understanding of whatever appears. This must be in keeps in one mind all the time. Just for understanding whatever appears now. Otherwise it's useless.
The opposite of sati is forgettingness. And then some people just think that I have to remember. Yeah. I have to remember.
Yeah.
Is it a natural phenomena or is it self-motivated?
Natural
action?
Trap.
Sorry?
Trap of attachment and ignorance.
Yeah.
I see, but one has to be so very truthful from the very beginning. See, it's not I. Such thinking is not I. So before there can be the development highly of panya. Right understanding has to understand everything which is hidden right now. Because even at moment of having the idea of self, the self cannot see that, so the self follow.
Some people, mostly Mahayana people, try to do many things for others, and they think that that will help them to abandon the idea of self. Do you think it's some valid ground in the point?
Never at all. Because they don't know that this moment is that which has to be abandoned as self. At this moment of hearing, is that which has to be abandoned from the idea of self. Everything.
So not to forget the word self.
That is thinking.
Yeah.
So Panya can see that thinking is not me either. So how long will it take to abandon all realities which one has taken it for I, from life to life, from eon to eons, and just do that, can it clean up and experience directly reality as it is? Impossible. That's why the other thinking, not understanding what appears now, is not the way. It's not the middle way. So sometimes when someone says, what is the middle way? I would ask, what do you mean by way? Way to what?
Yeah.
Not to understand reality right now, so it cannot be the middle at all.
Yes. Can you just repeat your first question, because it was missed, about how to sustain understanding?
I think that when we hear the teaching and we suddenly have certain knowledge, flashes of knowledge, and we tend to grasp into the knowledge and try to sustain it, try to endure the moments of understanding, and according to Achan, I'm not sure if it's a good practice or not, so I asked her a question.
She said clinging to self.
Clinging.
Yeah. Just
thank you.
At the moment.
Now.
Yeah, now.
Not just a moment ago.
But never come back.
Yeah. And now it's not just a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Each one mm-hmm. is gone mm-hmm. unknowingly.
Yeah. Because it's the nature. It's yeah. the nature of Dhamma. Yeah. Not everyone yeah. not mm-hmm. belong to who.
When someone came to see Buddha in his time, that person was so sad, and Buddha asked him, this has happened before this life so many, many times, because life is like this. Sometimes pleasant and sometimes unpleasant. So the unpleasantness has been the world way for a long, long time and will keep on. So no one there, only conditioned for different feeling. When the object is pleasant, it conditions unpleasant feeling. When the object is unpleasant, it has to condition unpleasant feeling. Uncontrollable.
That's why, we come back again on the samsara. That's why.
But not this one, the next.
The nature.
Never
the
be
nature.
The same, never be the same at all. Because as soon as our reality has arisen and fall away, never to arise again in samsara, you cannot find it anywhere at all. Just a moment ago.
But if just the moment, Dhamma, but
seeing is not you. This is the teaching of the Buddha, anatta, non-self, because...
But very deep, deep very understanding. Deep.
So keep on understanding whatever appears. Mm-hmm. Is that should be abandoned from taking it for I. Mm-hmm.
But Ajahn encouraged me to talk about at the moment, because I am last day tomorrow. To listen the Dhamma with the
group,
or yeah. with the other people.
Yeah.
No.
Personal.
Because I'm nervous.
Discussion is so very helpful.
For everybody.
Personal. Personal.
Of course, personal.
Private.
Yep.
It's very helpful. Because one has different accumulation, different question, different thoughts all the time. But you see, it's not just only you, everyone, because of ignorance and attachment.
Everyone the same problem.
The same,
not
same,
not
same,
I,
same.
Sometimes different problem. Sometimes same problem.
But all
by
adamas.
Nature.
All
by
adamas,
nature.
Yeah. Not permanent one, yeah, just arise.
False I'm away. Very happy to know about reality mm-hmm. by Buddha teaching yeah. and by Ajahn learning from the Buddha, mm-hmm. from the Dhamma, and whatever Ajahn know, Ajahn give us yeah. to understand.
Keeping on. The teachings of the Buddha condition right understanding of what everyone has taken for self mm-hmm. and things. Mm-hmm. That actually there are only different realities arising by conditions.
I know about Dhamma, Buddha teaching very deep.
Yeah.
Can't say how much deep
reality right now. Yeah.
But we are more acknowledged, more. Mm-hmm. That's why we
That's
have
why it
learned.
Takes time, quite a long time, to really understand whatever appears now. And it takes longer time to abandon the idea of self from whatever mm-hmm. appears. Because of Panya, not because of I. Panya understands better and better. So it can have less and less attachment to that which we used to be attached to.
What about Panya? Very powerful. But ignorance, powerful also.
Okay.
But if one can they balance, if can Panya took over the ignorance by...
You see that now you understand that seeing is conditioned to arise, right? Seeing arises and falls away, right? This is right understanding. But it's still you.
All the time I understand.
So it's not the highly developed panya that can abandon instantly.
But we
at
we,
any moment but we, of seeing.
The nature of ignorance all the
that
time.
Is the
I
nature of ignorance.
But
that
but,
is the nature of ignorance.
Yep. I understand that. But another way that I forgot about another way. If we're talking about nature, ignorance, nature also, is it? I want to know about nature and nature. Not everybody.
Not that is what you better know. Not want to know. Not I. See, visible object is that which is seen, not I. Mm-hmm. Not this or that. Only that which can be seen. That's why there are only four absolute realities. Citta, the faculty of experiencing, and Cetasika, the mental factors arising with citta. And the rupa, that which cannot experience anything.
Ajahn talking about citta is experience rupa.
Or anything, citta can experience anything.
But citta only the function of knowing the rupa.
Right.
But cetasika, more working.
There are 52 kinds. So each one has its own function. So when the feeling is not pleasant, it's not you, it's acetasika. Feeling is acetasika. At moment of remembering what, it's not you, it's acetasika. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not you, it's acetasika. So in a day, citta and cetasika arise, perform different functions at a time, and then completely gone. What has happened this morning, completely gone.
But we attachment, the feeling.
Even the idea of I is cetasika.
Oh.
Cetasika.
Yep.
So there is wrong understanding, cetasika, and right understanding, cetasika.
Oh, okay.
More. Both. More. Anything.
They are very combustion. No another side or another side.
Akusala is unwholesome. It cannot arise with wholesome moment.
Yeah. I am very happy with today. Anytime I leave in early or I stay more, I am happy to learn about reality.
Think about the first moment in life. You were born alone. At that moment, no seeing yet.
I keep in my mind about Ajahn talk about we are on the lawn. We are number one on the lawn.
Only one. Yeah, seeing alone, hearing alone.
Yeah. But because sometimes I am alone. Because I think I'm alone.
That is the idea of I am alone. It's different from the understanding of seeing, see alone.
But we know about teaching, I. But they are very complex.
That's why it takes time to understand intellectual understanding. Which will condition direct understanding of whatever appears until it's the penetration of the truth, the arising and falling away of reality. Stage by stage, now we are on stage of hearing, understanding intellectually.
Good morning, madam. have to listen to them.
Yes, but a little bit difficult for me because some term I can't understand.
Not for you, for everyone, because it's quite new.
Yes.
The word of Buddha must be different from other. That's why each word is new, quite new.
Yes.
Like Dhamma, see?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is real, it has its own characteristic. No one can say that it's not real. So what is real? The Buddha used the Dhamma.
So,
no matter it can experience or it cannot experience. So
can I have a question? Mm-hmm. Kevin explained to me that as Buddha teaching, everything you see and everything you understand or feeling is just experience, our experience, right?
If there is no reality which can experience, there is no world at all. But whatever appears, it means that there must be a reality which experiences it. So it's there at moment of being experienced.
So every moment, everything change every moment. Is it the first moment different? It's
different. Different, never to arise again in samsara.
Mm-hmm.
That's why from first moment in life, the moment of birth, up to now, different, see?
Mm-hmm.
Different seeing, different thinking, different rupa, different everything cannot last long. But it succeeded by the next one so rapidly. That's why the rapidity of the arising of and following covers up the truth that nothing is permanent.
Meditation will give,
we have to understand what meditation is, because the most precious in life is to understand, not to do without understanding. So understand whatever appears can be understood, because Buddha has enlightened the truth and he taught everyone to have understanding in order to abandon from taking it for permanent I or thing, see, because its nature is just arise by conditions and falls away, and falls away.
So do you think the cause of suffering is because of
conditions? All comes from conditions. When the object is pleasant, it conditions the pleasant feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When the object is unpleasant, it conditions the unpleasant feeling. So there is the idea of I am pleasant, I feel unpleasant. But actually, no one can be there. Only a reality which can feel. Anytime it arises, it feels. It cannot remember. That's why there are citta, the faculty of experiencing, and cetasikas, the mental factors arising as citta, differently.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
So for the people who take the breath as object for samatha, contemplating on the long breath and short breath is just part of it, right? The Visuddhimagga, it is said that is it a very difficult subject, because the more sati is, the more refined the object becomes.
That's fine, the object, the breath is refined. Because of it's conditioned by citta.
Uh-huh. So the more sati becomes aware, the more it gets closer to the real nature of the breath, right?
Whether it's this samatha or vipassana, then it's samatha.
Okay. So for the people who talk about samatha only, they may argue that they don't need to know that the breath is conditioned by citta.
Yes. They just say that they are practicing samatha.
I totally agree on the point of sati sampajana, about understanding of what is samatha. But when we bring the subject of whether they know what is the breath, they might argue that in samatha the breath is just conventional breath.
That will be nimitta of breath.
Mm-hmm. So if someone doesn't know that the breath is conditioned by citta, but has an understanding of the kusala and akusala, and how the breath condition calm, then samatha has to
see that all objects must be done with detachment from clinging. Mm-hmm. So if there is attachment to even breath, that is not samatha.
So if there's any focusing on breath at all, mm-hmm. cannot be samatha bhavana. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just the point I wanted to clarify.
So if they say, oh, well, it may not be vipassana, but samatha, but actually have no understanding, no detachment, no mm-hmm. knowing of what is calm, mm-hmm. cannot be.
Okay.
Do you know? Pali word is used? I don't know. Because when they were talking about aloka, and we said, oh, this is the development of samatha.
Don't say that it's no good, so think about word.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered because it kept saying about aloka use as condition for seeing. So I don't know if it does use aloka or different
parties. Usually people talk about that which is seen, but do we have to think of other words? Sila and Sriya Bhavana and one of the Dutchita. So Anubhavana has to be together with the Dhamma, because after Dhamma, then one is still married. So after Dhamma, one is still or share married. Mm-hmm. And the one who appreciates according to Dhamma, that which is extended. Three of Dhamma, three of Sila, and three of Bhavana.
A person could anumodana observance of sila?
Sila, and then vaya vacha, helping the others. Mm.
But one can share that merit, or not, only Dhamma?
Any, even that, yeah. Even, mm. even listening to Dhamma can be shared.
Yeah.
Any kind of merit.
The anumodana is always Dhamma. Mm.
Because the others share.
Dana. The person who receives is the one who has the kusala.
Appreciate itself. It's not any more than that. If you appreciate, rejoice, it's your own kusala. But when someone does merit and then share the merit, extend the merit, and then there is any more than concerning, relating to the Dana. It's a kind of rejoicing in others' good deeds.
Right. If the other good deed is, say, sila, the person who rejoices, his or her kusala jitta is...
Kusala.
Yeah.
Not dhamma. Yeah.
The question was, the person who hears about the good deeds and rejoices...
one's own kusala citta at that moment. But if after the other share their good deeds, then it conditioned the anumodana for those deeds being shared. The anumodana is related to the kusala which the other person did. Be rejoiced. Yes. It is kusala. Sharing to, extending to him. A gift,
a gift.
And the others, anumodana, as a, when you share merit, and the others, anumodana, it's like you give something for them. Like Deva, who came to a monk, who didn't share merit after study or teaching Dhamma, and by then we share the merit after talking Dhamma, discussing Dhamma. Because of that, Deva came to someone, see? Because Deva can rejoice himself, but since he would like that person to extend one portion to the others, to Anumodana, so it's like giving and receiving.
When one is jealous, cannot Anumodana. So you said that Anumodana is always dana, right? It's a form of dana.
One of the, like in the 10 Punyakriya, what is one of the three kinds
one of
three.
So if someone see other refraining from their deeds and rejoice in that, it's also Anumodana.
Well, it's giving of life. I don't know. You have to ask.
Achan? So if someone...
This is a point Kunjanathan asked. Because if I see you doing good deeds, I appreciate that it's not Anumodana by way of giving. It can condition my kusala, my own kusala.
And it's dana by way of rejoicing.
Yeah. But when you extend the merit to the others, in case that person will be kusala, and then having kusala by what you extend to is Anumodana.
Yes. And if, for example, I see someone refraining from their deeds, okay, so then it's not, it's what kind of kusala chitta, what kind of karya vatu then?
For example, one sees someone abstaining from harming an insect, so one rejoices in their good letting to see them.
Sila. Although it's not my refraining.
Anytime kusala chitta arises, it can be.
As far as the Dhammapadas are concerned, it says there are three or four ways that can be committed. One does it oneself, one encourages another to do it, one rejoices in the act done by another.
Because you enjoy rejoice.
Yes.
It is object which condition your own.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's your own accumulation.
Yeah.
Condition such kusala.
That's right. Yes. But the kusala, to answer Dham's question, was what kind of kusala is it? Well, it seems to me it's kusala of the nature that is being rejoiced about.
Dana, rejoicing.
Yeah.
You have one like this.